It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we've been talking about having an attitude of gratitude. Today we want to zoom in and focus on gratitude as a lifestyle. Scripture is Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, whether in a word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God, the Father, through Him. You know, gratitude is not meant to be something occasional or seasonal. We talked about that yesterday a little bit. It's meant to be the rhythm of our lives, and many people treat Thanksgiving as something reserved for holidays, answered prayers, or even big blessings. But Scripture calls for us to weave gratitude into everything we do. So living with gratitude as a lifestyle means we don't just thank God when life is good. We thank Him because He is good. Regardless of life's ups and downs, gratitude becomes the lens through which we see the world, the language that we speak, and the posture that we carry. When Thanksgiving is embedded in our own words, in our actions and attitudes, we begin to reflect on the joy and the peace of Christ to a watching world. You know, people will notice that our gratitude isn't shallow or even situational. It's rooted in someone unchanging and breathing as we think about it. You know, it's something that we do without thinking about it, because we don't have to stop in the middle of our day and say, should I take my next breath? No, it just happens. It sustains you, and gratitude should be just like breathing, natural, consistent, and life-giving. So imagine if gratitude became as automatic as your heartbeat. Instead of complaining when things seem to go wrong, instead you pause and say, thank you, Lord, that you are still with me. So instead of rushing past those blessings, you breathe them in. You acknowledge them. This is a gift. And over time, gratitude rewires your heart, making joy and contentment your default response. How nice would that be? We overlook so many things in life. A life marked with gratitude is a powerful witness. When others see you living with a thankful spirit, even when times are difficult, it points them to Christ. And gratitude shows that your faith isn't shallow or dependent on your circumstances. It's anchored in God Himself. As He reminds us, Paul reminds us in Scripture, whatever you do in word or deed should flow from gratitude. This means in our work, in our conversations, in our serving others, and definitely even in our struggles, because we are living with thanksgiving, and gratitude is not a task to check off of your checkoff list. It's a lifestyle to embody. So, question today, how would your life look different if gratitude became your daily rhythm rather than the occasional response? Think about it. Use your journal to write about it today. Father, as we come to you in prayer, we want gratitude to be more than a moment. We want it to be a way of our life. Teach us to live each day with a thankful heart. Whether in our words, our actions, or even our thoughts, let thanksgiving flow naturally from us, like breathing, so that others can see Christ in us. May our gratitude bring glory to you in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.